Since the early months of the pandemic, the CDC has said students who've been in close contact, less than 6 feet apart for more than 15 minutes, with a student who has tested positive, must go into quarantine themselves. But this fall, some Ohio school superintendents complained that uninfected students were needlessly missing class time. An evaluation team was formed to see what transmission rates were among students. 728 children in 7 districts were monitored over a 9-week period. In that time, 524 students came into contact in the classroom with someone who had COVID-19, but they showed no more likelihood of developing the virus than students who were not in close contact in the classroom. State Medical Director Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff says a study in Mississippi showed similar results.
We've known for some time that being in school is important for students, for their academic progress, their socialization, their developmental and mental health. Now we have the data to tell us that school is also the safest place for our students, even in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic.
Governor Mike DeWine says schools should still require exposed students to quarantine if they have not been adequately masked, and there are no changes for students exposed during sports or other extracurricular activities. Many districts found themselves hamstrung this fall by the number of adults in schools who contracted COVID-19. Teachers, custodians, bus drivers, and other school staff who have contact with children will be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in the second phase of the statewide rollout. But the dates for that have not been determined. Before the winter break, 45% of districts in Ohio were completely online, but many have tentatively scheduled at least a partial return to the classroom by mid-January. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.